Hello and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest today on the Local Spotlight Show is Brian Albrecht. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, glad to have you.
Yep.
Brian Albrecht, do all the Albrechts come from Carrollton?
The majority of us all do, yes. Yes.
Are you all related? Are all the Albrechts?
As far as we know, yeah.
Where'd you guys, is that a German name?
Yep, yep. I think there's a castle over in Germany named the Albrecht Castle, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't gone to see it yet.
But there, do you know who the first Albrechts were, where they came, or where, how they ended up in Carrollton, Greene County?
Kind of. I think, you know, my direct lines from my grandpa and everybody, they came over, and they was, I don't know if they was farmers or not, but they was...
They probably were.
Probably. Yeah. But I think, I'm sure they were, but I think they went to Wisconsin, and then they end up pretty much settling here in Illinois, I'd assume, because of this wonderful weather we got. We get a little bit of everything, you know, but...
It's really cool, the family names that have come from different parts of Europe.
Right.
You know, you go over to Brussels, you've been over there, right?
Yeah.
And it's all German. Germans over there, you know, all those names and different areas. My ancestors, my great, great, great grandfather was English, you know, and it came from, England. Actually, I was told the last, last time I was talking to somebody was knew a lot more about it. He said we came from Wales, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, but I like that. That's kind of cool to know where you come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not real sure what year they came over here. Nothing like, I'm sure we could figure it out, but,
probably in 1800s.
It was, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I do know they turned into farmers and, one way or another, whether they always was or not, I don't know that for a fact, but we've always, as far as I know, as far as I could remember, always been farming. So
now, your dad is a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you on the same family farm, or did you go to a different family?
No, my grandpa rented a lot of farms and moved around, just you know, wherever he could find a place to go.
Yeah,
and then he ended up buying the farm where mom and dad live. Not real sure.
Yeah,
in the '60s, I think.
Yeah,
and close to the '70s. But anyway, they built a house there, and then we ended up moving there when Grandpa retired. And my dad, the 80s were hard on farmers. And Dad still farmed, but he worked up at Pfizer in Whitehall.
The interest rate was so high.
Yes.
In the 80s, my gosh. Yeah. It was like 18% or something.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, he sold most of his, well, all of his equipment and the farms that he owned. And then we rented farms. But then we moved to Grandpa's farm whenever he retired, and they moved to town. And we all worked. Dad mm-hmm. worked. Us boys all worked. Then in 2009, I think, I quit full-time working in town and started farming. We picked up enough land. We bought a couple farms.
What were you doing in town? What were you working
I at? Worked at, it was Illinois Valley Supply, but now it's CHS.
Okay.
And run a fertilizer rig and run a sprayer and stuff.
Farm-related work.
Yes, it was pretty difficult because whenever I was had to be at work, I needed to be at home farming.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work out so well for that.
So now you're married and you got kids.
I'm not married, but I do have kids. I've got three kids.
Okay.
And, yep.
And everybody lives on the farm,
yep.
On your place?
Yep.
And you got what, just crops? You got any animals at all you take care of?
We got around 2,200 acres of row crop, corn and beans and some hay, and then we got give or take I'd say 80 cows roughly, right? I'm not 100% sure. And
that's a lot to take care of.
Calf, yes, yeah.
80 cows. You got any what else you got, any other animals?
Yeah, we got well, our kids are all in 4-H, so we have goats and pigs for that, and mom's still got a bunch of chickens, so that's about it.
You can live off the land.
We do, yeah.
You do love
We don't buy any meat, you know.
No.
We deer hunt, eat a lot of deer and beef and pork
and your own eggs.
Chicken, own eggs, yes.
Yes.
I did have to break down and buy eggs for the first time a couple weeks ago, and they just ain't the same.
No. <It's> not... we've been eating fresh farm eggs. We get them. I love those fresh farm eggs.
Oh, yeah.
What a difference they are.
You put two in a skillet, you know, you have a town egg and a fresh egg, and they're just, you can tell. You can
Oh, yeah. Now, you got goats.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about fencing off this area behind behind the station. We got, you know, about 5 acres.
Yeah.
You know, fence that in, turn some goats out there. I could have my own goat milk, you know.
Yeah.
And raise little goats.
Yeah.
You know, and let them keep it so I don't have to mow it anymore. What do you think?
Well, I'll sell you some.
Is that a good idea? You will?
I would, if I was you, I'd rather have a lawnmower. So.
Why is that? But,
they seem to.
What do they do?
They get out.
Oh, and they're, ooh, no good.
I've got, which I got into these goats kind of on accident. There was an older guy had them and loved them like his, they was his pets. And they had to get a new home. He said, your kids could use some goats. So I got talked into buying these goats. And anyway, it seems like I'm the only one that ever feeds them.
Yeah.
Other than when we get one, we're going to show my daughter. She shows them at the fair, so she'll take over and that particular one or two that she's going to show and feeds them, takes care of them.
But, how about the goat milk? I hear that's really good for
so
you.
So that, yeah, I actually kind of forgot about that. We drink
goat's milk?
When growing up, yeah. Between milk and we'd have a cow sometimes. Most time we had goats. And
you drank milk?
We drank goat milk and loved it.
Yeah?
And
straight out. Did you have to pasteurize it or anything?
No, we never pasteurized.
Right out of the tap?
Yep. And my grandpa on my mom's side, he was a dairy farmer. He had a lot of milk cows there at Kane, and we'd always go in there and you'd dip that cold milk right out of that tank. Oh, you just can't beat it.
Okay, next time you come in studio, I want you to bring just a little bit of goat's milk.
Well, that's
I'd love to try goat's milk. I've never tried it, but I hear it's pretty good.
Well, I'll have to put the order in. Mom and Dad, I think they're regrouping on their goats and going to get some new ones. I think they wasn't producing real well.
Now, you got pigs. Do you have pig's milk, too?
Never milked a pig.
You've never
I guess you could, but no, never had pig's milk.
Anyway, hey, the reason we're here is because you are... You must be a Catholic.
Yeah.
You're part of the KC Hall.
Yeah.
In Carrollton.
Yep.
And you guys, how many years ago, the KC Hall sold that KC Hall building.
Yes.
That new one that you built.
Yes.
How long ago did you build that?
I think 93 or 94 was the first when it was open.
Oh, so it's
I
been
think.
A while.
It's been a little, yeah, it's been a while.
That's a nice facility.
Yes.
How many people does it hold?
We've had... I think 500 is about the max, but I mean, it's full at 500.
Yeah, I went to a big wedding there one time. It was huge. And there's a lot of people, and there seemed like everybody had room.
Oh, yeah. You know,
a lot of parking. I mean, it's set up nice.
Yes, it is. Good bathrooms.
But you guys, the KC sold it.
Yes.
How long ago did they sell it?
Just recently, at the end of the year.
Okay.
It's been talking about it for a little while. We, you know, back when it started, there was no place to have weddings or, you know, receptions. Mm-hmm. So it was boom town. I mean, you had probably a year out, you had to book it, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was, but anyway, that was the only place. That's what everybody
went
there. Yeah, it was nice. That's just where you went. But then times have changed and we were not getting near the weddings that we used to. So we was needing money. So we.
More competitive. More places to have weddings.
Yep. And we had our club room up front for meetings and stuff like that. It had a bar in it, so we thought, well, we'll open the bar and to the public. So we did, and that went off real well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to open. We had the kitchen. Why don't we go ahead and start cooking? And we did, and that was doing well. And then COVID hit.
Oh, okay.
And we had a tent outside, but we stayed open. But it was. It was COVID, you know.
Oh, that's yeah,
what
it's
was
tough,
going on.
Tough
yeah.
for everybody. Yeah.
So that shut the hall down. We had nothing from that. We had nothing. The kitchen was barely hanging on. But basically what was going on, we was trying to run a business with a bunch of volunteers, and you can't really do that. I mean, we needed a manager, but we couldn't afford a manager, and mm-hmm. just things spiraled.
You guys are all working.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like... you're retired or anything?
No. And there were several retired guys that was going in doing the maintenance, and but it was just, you're running a heck of a business with volunteers, you know, and got to be too much, so we decided to.
If people work a lot of times they want paid.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough to work for nothing.
Yes.
I mean, you can for a little bit,
yep,
for a while, but, you know, we gotta put food on the table.
Yes, and everything just kind of spiraled at the same time downhill because, we had to repair the cooler, the walk-in cooler, and just stuff like that. And that's big ticket, a lot of money that has to go into that stuff, and you're barely making it anyway. And we're like, you know what? We're having a hard time being a good member, getting good members in there because everybody's getting tired of working.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not working out for us. We thought it'd be better to sell it and hopefully rent it back for events that we need. And we found this lady, Angela Pushcar, and she has bought it now.
Okay. So, hey, if you're just joining us, I have Brian Albrecht with me, and he's from Carrollton. Talked about the KCs in Carrollton. Now, you rent it back, and you had your KC fish fries,
yes,
there. And you did that last Friday?
Friday was our first one for the season, yeah.
And anybody show up?
Oh, man. 410 people, I think, we served.
No kidding.
Yes.
What'd you expect?
Well, honestly, 200 to 250. But we always buy extra because we need inventory to go through the year, through the season, you know. Mm-hmm. But if we would have had 450, we might have ran out of food.
Wow. So you guys were prepared.
Yeah, we cooked 350 pounds of fish, probably 120 pounds of French fries. And then we had potato salad and two different kinds of slaw. And
How come it was so big? What happened?
We advertised on the radio right here.
Oh!
Local.
that's right.
That's what it was from.
Yeah.
I guess we ought to start having people tell us, you know, how'd you hear about this?
And, yeah. But, well, you know, radio, it works.
It does.
It does. Yep. Top of mind. Especially, you know, just things are happening. People, oh, I'm going to go down there. You know, they hear it,
yeah,
enough because ran that ad quite a bit.
Yeah.
Commercial. And
yeah.
People think, well, let's go down there. They must have some good food.
Yeah, and I think people also wanted to check out what Angela's doing with the place because,
yeah,
she's doing some remodeling and stuff. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
So, and hopefully she says, and I know she will, just keep working. Every week you should see some improvement. So.
And she's going to have a wedding venue there.
A wedding venue, yes. And it's going to be, it's 1820, Circa 1821 is the name of it.
Circuit 1821.
Yep. And, I think she's got a lot of big plans. I know. I ain't gonna stand here and tell you what all of her plans are because I don't know exactly. But it'd be a good interview for you.
Yeah, for sure. What is she doing to the place? Because I thought it was in pretty good shape as it was.
Paint, like repainting.
Okay.
Cleaning some things up. You don't realize how we should have painted a long time ago. Is what we should have done. But
You were messing with the goats.
We was busy. Yeah, goats and. Trying to milk a pig. So,
yeah, you'll get that down. Just practice.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that to the experts. But
yes. So fish fry was a big success. Now you're going to be every Friday?
Every Friday.
Through Lent?
Except for Good Friday. We're going to do it for 6 weeks. So we'll take off Good Friday because by then when you've gotten that many members, volunteers together to cook that many times.
How many volunteers does it take to pull that off?
Oh, man. At least 20 to 25. I can't even. And I'm the grand knight, and I my intentions this year was to.
Well, I wonder why you wore that hat in, but that looks good on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The plumes.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to duck when you came in the door.
That's who I am.
And the sword. The sword's good. I didn't know if I was in trouble or not.
No, that's just the way I roll.
Use that on your goats.
No.
No.
No. But anyway. My intentions was to get around the crowd and, talk to everybody that's working, you know, because I became the grand knight in June. And
well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I've been trying to get people more involved, and I thought, well, I'm going to get out on the floor and go everywhere, because usually I've been back in the cooking shed, and that's all I see. Well, we were short on help, and that's what I did again. I was in the cook shed the whole time.
Yeah, you're getting a taste of running a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah. And what have you decided since you got that taste?
You'll
stay farming?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay a farmer as long as I can. Goats. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I don't blame you. Since you are a farmer, now we covered everything we need to cover as far as the, just come on out to Knights of Columbus and Carrollton. Got some great fish. Going to have plenty of fish next time.
Yes. Yes.
And just help the KCs out.
So our intentions, now that we don't have the haul, or you know, we sold it, we actually bought a trailer, enclosed trailer to keep all our cooking stuff in.
Yeah.
And our intentions in the future is to go to different events and cook for fundraisers. Like Green County Days, we've always cooked up on a Carrollton Square at Green County Days. And but what we're hoping to do is with the money that we've raised now, instead of going back to a business, we're hoping to be able to do some charitable contributions and stuff, you know, sick families. And
that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, and I think we'll make enough money where maybe we could sponsor a scholarship at St. John's for a kid.
That'd be nice.
You know, yeah. And that's
some good goals.
Yeah. That's what we want to get back to. And I hope when you start doing that, I think it's going to be easier to get members involved whenever you get that feel good feeling that you're doing something good, not just working. Yep.
Yes. So hey, since you're a farmer and you're in the studio,
yep.
I listen to the media and I hear all this news and I hear tariff this, tariff that, and I just, what's your feeling? Are you nervous about tariffs? How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't like the idea of us. We're not going to make as much money on farming with these tariffs. Obviously, our commodities are going to, it's going to reflect on the price of stuff. I feel like they need to be done.
The tariffs need to be in?
Something has to be done. The way this country's been run is it's not right. And I mean, I know we're going to take it on the chin as farmers for a little while, but I don't want to get all political, but I'm pretty sure Trump's going to take care of us. He always has. But
and you think once, you know, time goes down, you'll get over this hump?
Yes.
And then maybe things will be better.
Yes. And it's little things like the microchip situation. You know, there was combines sitting around. Oh, there was all kinds of equipment, cars and trucks that couldn't be operated.
About COVID?
Yeah, during that whole spell. Well, that stuff's
ridiculous.
It's real. You know, something's got to be done. We need businesses in the United States doing that kind of stuff, building our parts, you know, where you're not relying on everyone overseas all the time. And mm-hmm. and relying on them setting the price, you know. Yeah. So
you're okay.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you'll get through this situation.
I think
and
so.
You'll, is that kind of the general consensus? Like you're sitting around the coffee table, you know, in the restaurants? Is that how people, your friends and fellow farmers, is that the way they feel around?
Well, I'll be real honest. When we talked about this earlier, and I thought, I don't know how I'm going to address this, but I've been thinking about it. I have a lot of farmer friends and been around a lot of people over the past few days with the fish fry, and we had an event there yesterday I was at. I don't hear any farmers, they're not complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming everybody's kind of on the same page I am, because when usually farmers will start complaining pretty hard, and that's what,
well, they like to complain about the weather.
That's right? A fact. Yeah. And there was more talk about weather than tariffs, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's good. Well, what's it look like this year farming wise you feeling good? Have we had some good weather? You got some good crops going?
I run a bulldozer. We got a bulldozer and a track hoe, and because I farm with my brothers, two brothers, Steve and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only full time farmer because they sell crop insurance. But anyway, so in part, I run a bulldozer and a track hoe, trying to make a little extra money here and there. And this winter, I didn't run nothing. We had a winter again.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I spent a lot of time in the shop getting stuff going. So
is that going to be better for the ground having some snow?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Maybe kill some of the bad bugs or something.
I hope, yeah.
I don't know, you know.
But yeah, we had a real winter, and I was kind of worried because I just started having calves. My cows did a couple weeks ago, and I love this weather for that. it's been a little muddy here and there, but I can deal with a little bit of mud.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Brian, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
Appreciate your insight, and I'm glad the fish fries are going well for the Carrollton KCs. And I hope that the new venue works out well, and your trailer, traveling trailer, Casey's, will be traveling around.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. So thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Brian, have a great day.
Yep.
And take care.
Thank you.